The Inside Aperture podcast introduces you to the experts who use Apple's professional image management application to organize, edit, and output their pictures. Each show features tips and techniques that will help you improve the quality of your photography and bring efficiency to your workflow.
Hi, I'm Derek Story with O'Reilly Media, and I'm here in New York at Photo Plus Expo with Joe Schor, Senior Product Manager for Apple's Aperture. Joe, this is the third day of the show. How are you doing, and how are things going in the booth?
Well, first of all, I am tired. We have had a very, very busy show, but it's going really well. We're really excited to see all of the sort of the buzz around the Apple booth this year. We've been really busy. We've got theater demos that have been going continuously, and all the news has been good. It seems like people are really excited about what they're seeing.
You know, it's interesting. The first of all, the booth has a good location. I really like where the booth is. You walk into the show, and if you come in that one door, the first thing you see is the Apple booth. Second thing I've noticed is that all the chairs have been full. And I think, over the shows that we've seen lately, there's always been good interest in Aperture, but it seems to be surging a little bit right now.
We're definitely sensing that. What's exciting is that we're talking to a lot more customers this year who have either tried the application and want to learn more about it, or who are really Aperture users, and now they're digging beyond the basics. Just before you and I got together right now, I was just spending some time with a customer who is a really serious Aperture user. He's had it from the beginning, and he's trying to get beyond the basics and really understand some of the keyboard shortcuts and some of the ways to streamline things. And so we're getting a lot more of that. We're no longer having to tell people, what is Aperture? We're able to really help people understand how they can improve their workflow, and we're able to talk about, you know, sort of how we've grown beyond our initial launch.
Hey, you should tell him to listen to some of your earlier podcasts if he really wants to start navigating around the app. Well, you know, we got a few things that we want to touch on today that we mentioned. I'm not sure where you want to start. One of the things that jumped out at me were the books that you had created by photographers. Do you want to start there, or do you got another place you want to go?
No, that's a great point to start out on. So, you know, one of the things that's always been attractive about Aperture as a part of a whole solution is the ability to design and create and get printed these custom books. And we really wanted to showcase that this year at the show when we came here. And so what we did something a little different. Instead of simply creating our usual sample Aperture books and letting people flip through those, we asked a couple of photographers who we know are passionate Aperture users, a photographer named Parrish Kohanim and an award-winning wedding photographer named Bob Davis. And we gave them carte blanche and said, make an Aperture book the way you want. And feel free to customize everything. And you don't have to use any of our pre-designed templates. Just use the tools that we give you in the application. You know, a lot of people still, even if they've been using Aperture for a while, don't realize that when it comes to books, you know, you can start with a blank page and literally build your page layouts from scratch and decide exactly what you want that book to look like. We just let them do that and got these books printed and prepared, and we did, you know, a couple of hardcover books as well as some of our little mini books, and they just look great. And we practically have to pull them out of people's hands when they're done looking at them. They want to take them home because they really look beautiful, and we're hearing a lot of people say, you know, I had no idea that this could be an Aperture book because it doesn't look like anyone else's book. It's truly one of a kind.
I think it was really smart putting this in the hands of the photographers. You know, Apple probably has, you know, the best marketing design group that I've ever seen. But at some point, they still look like marketing design. And, you know, these guys look like this is something that if I were a client and I received this, that I would be thrilled with the shoot. And this is another distinction, even though the iLife integration is great. The books you make in Aperture are different than the books you can make in iPhoto.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really what this is all about is the customization. I mean, I love iPhoto books, and the entire strategy that we've provided our customers through iPhoto makes perfect sense. You know, here's the design, and you drop your pictures in there, and everything looks beautifully put together. You know that you're going to end up with something that really looks pretty elegant. But as you mentioned, with our photographers that we work with, they really do want to be able to hand clients something that is one of a kind, something that has their signature on it. And you know, one of the first decisions we made when we introduced Aperture Books was getting rid of that Made on a Mac logo on the back. We knew that the purpose of these books was not to advertise Apple's services, but to advertise the photographer's work. Yeah. And so people are using it that way. And Parrish, for example, who created two of the books, the sample books that we're using, I mean, Parrish really uses these. He produces those little mini books, and for you know a few dollars each, he's able to provide potential customers and clients that he works with 20 pages of his work that they can flip through, and it's just a terrific marketing tool.
Yeah, they can actually walk out the door with it, and I would imagine that ices a lot of sales for him. Hey, what else is going on in the booth? What sort of things you guys been talking about? What things are you noticing?
Well, you know, the focus of our whole presence here has really been about the momentum that we've seen building with Aperture, and that's manifest in several ways. One is the photographers from around the world who we have using the product. We really wanted to showcase that this year. We've had some guest photographers in the past, but we've never had a lineup like we do here. Every day, several times a day, we're bringing in a different photographer, and they run the gamut from rock and roll album covers to award-winning wedding photographers to hardcore photojournalists who really use the product. And this is really important to us. On our team, we're extremely passionate about photography, and we wanted to make sure that we were really showcasing the work of photographers who really love what we do and who really use the product, that are doing something beyond, you know, product endorsement. And so we have just filled the booth day after day with these photographers who really are running their photo careers, you know, through Aperture, essentially, at this point. They're building their photo library and accessing their images and processing their projects using an Aperture-based workflow. And there's no substitute for that. It's just great to have these guys talking not only about the art and craft of photography and what they do and why they do the work that they do, but to have them really talk, you know, very spontaneously about how impactful Aperture has been in terms of the way that they work. So that's one big thing. And I think it's been great for people to see that we've got some of the most outstanding photographers in the world who have fully embraced what we're trying to do at Apple.
So, and I just want to jump onto that before we go to the next point. So the other night I had dinner with a photographer that produces a lot of DVDs. He's well known. I'm not going to quote him right now because I didn't ask him first if I could tell this anecdote. But and he also had his producer there at dinner. And they use an Aperture workflow, and for their to build their training DVDs, which they do themselves in marketing, he's going from Aperture to Keynote, and then using all the tools in Keynote. And he says he just loves Keynote because he can really build dynamic, flexible, powerful DVDs out of that. And you know, that's about the third time I've heard that. Like, I'm starting to hear that the Aperture Keynote connection is a pretty good one for authoring certain types of media.
It's huge for a couple of reasons. One is because Keynote gives you a platform for developing a true sort of multimedia audio slideshow, where you've got text, you have especially now some really beautiful animation, and of course great transitions for your photos, and you can save it out in formats that are distributable. You can take a Keynote presentation and save it in a QuickTime format that's going to play back on your iPhone, you know, and be able to carry it everywhere, or burn it onto a DVD. And that portability is a part of creating slideshows, you know, that I think is becoming more and more important to photographers. And I mean, this is a nice segue into the other big thing about what we're showing here this week. A lot of people have asked us, you know, so what have you guys got that's new here at Photo Plus? And what we've got is all of this work that we did to more tightly integrate Aperture into the world of iWork and iLife and our devices like Apple TV and iPhones and iPod Touches, which are all becoming photo distribution tools. And we introduced the iLife and iWork applications a couple of months ago, but we've never had them up on stage actually demonstrating how this all works together. So we saw Photo Plus as a golden opportunity to do that. So if you go to the booth, we're showing how you can take images, make selections, make adjustments, bring them straight into Keynote, take advantage of the new animations that are in Keynote to create really cool looking slides, add some music, save the whole thing out in a format that goes onto a DVD. And we're showcasing all of the enhancements that we've made. We put a lot of focus on this iLife Media Browser that ties all of our applications together. And you and I have talked about that in the past. It's a true extension of Aperture, where the images that you prepare and sort in your Aperture albums are instantly available everywhere else you go to create all of this content. And you know, we're showing all kinds of features people haven't seen before. So it's sort of become this Aperture-centric distribution center for all of the, your photo work. So we're really showcasing all of that, right down to the ability. You know, our demo pods have iPod touches tethered to them, and we're showing people the fact that you can sync all of this onto a device that is a fantastic photo viewing tool.
It absolutely is. The screens on the touches and the iPhones are just beautiful. I'm still blown away by them. Anything else that's really jumping out at you? You know, this week in New York. By the way, it's just been an exciting week in New York. This show is really popping, and there's a lot of enthusiasm here on the floor.
I think that the vibe has been really good. The show feels like it has good energy. There's a lot happening, and of course, there's been a lot of new news on the camera front from the big camera vendors, and so that generates excitement. On the Aperture front, though, we've been really excited about the fact that people have had so many questions. The Aperture Users Professional Network is on the show floor. Their classrooms have been full session after session. The conference program this year, for the first time, included Aperture-centric training. The hands-on training that was done yesterday at the show, that was on the Friday of the show. Sold out, every seat filled, people learning Aperture hands-on. The session on Aperture for Photoshop users, sold out. This is great to see. I mean, this is definitely showing us that momentum that we were hoping would be continuing to build is definitely there. And I actually wanted to point out one other indicator of that, which is the growing ecosystem of plugins. Which this is another thing that we've been showcasing. You know, when we were at Photo Plus Expo a year ago, we had just come off of Photokina, and we had said, hey, we've got an API where people are going to be able to build export plugins. And, you know, we had a couple of them that we had worked on in advance to make sure people understood what we were talking about, but it was just a handful. Well, here we are a year later, and there has been, on average, 3 or 4 new plugins every month that have come out. We have dozens of them available. And we think this is a huge part of the story, because the value of Aperture is increased exponentially when it begins to connect in to everything else that you have to do in your life as a photographer. And so the fact that we connect to virtually all of the major photo sharing sites, the fact that you can use it to connect to other applications like FileMaker Pro or even Final Cut Pro, the fact that there's now plugins that allow you to connect to, you know, remote storage and distribution websites, things like Photo Shelter and Digital Railroad, and even entry points into more enterprise-level, you know, review and approve systems. We're actually showcasing some of the work that's been done by Digital Fusion. Amazing integration between Aperture and really an enterprise-level system. And then just this week, a Global Edit, a system that's used by Industrial Color as an enterprise level, you know, review and evaluate and approve system, is now got an Aperture plugin, and the integration is really seamless. So we've really been focusing on that, because that just it just makes the Aperture world get more and more exciting. And in some cases, some of the plugins that have emerged just genuinely add new features to the application. So Aperture without plugins, There's features that are missing. If you get these plugins, and many of them are free, a classic example of this is FTP, right? So when we first released Aperture, we heard from a lot of photographers who said, I would love the ability to just be able to select an image and FTP it to a server. That's the way I work. I'm a photojournalist. I deliver on deadline. Other applications have that feature. Why don't you? Well, now there's this Aperture FTP plugin that does a beautiful job of just letting you FTP images out on the fly. And there's a lot of other functionality like that that I think people are getting now through these plugins that just make the product richer.
Yeah, that plugin in particular is really great, because all the plugins, because what they do is they couple Aperture's ability to have export presets So you set up all your export presets for exactly whatever it is you want. For instance, if you're FTPing, you know what newspaper, dimensions and DPI and all that stuff it wants. Set all that up. It takes all your IPTC data, if you check that particular box, and then it puts it right where you want. And so you're right. What it's doing is connecting the dots on our workflow here so that, we can stay in the Aperture environment and get our work out. Joe, all of that stuff sounds great. Actually, I want to go over to the Aperture booth right now. There's a talk I want to catch. And if you don't mind, I'd like to pull you back into the podcast booth because Leopard is going to be on the streets, and I think there'll be a few things for us to talk about there.
That is what we will talk about. Thanks a lot, Derek.
Okay.
The Inside Aperture podcast is produced by O'Reilly Media. To learn more about Aperture, be sure to visit digitalmedia.oreilly.com/aperture for articles, tutorials, blogs, and podcasts. This show is produced on a Mac using Soundtrack Pro. See you next time.